Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
What is this?
This is a Monday.
It is a new day, and it's a new way. So nice. Woo! I can hear God's voice calling on my golden skylight way.
Una Paloma Blanca. Paloma Blanca by George Baker.
Honey, how do you find these eclectic people and songs?
No one can take my freedom away. This is from 1976.
1975.
Well, it was a hit in 76.
Oh, okay.
He's a Dutch.
Honey,
I just thought it was appropriate for where we are.
Guys, hello.
There we go. Una paloma blanca.
You're so funny.
That's me. I'm just a bird in the sky. Look at how happy his backup singers are.
Well, hello, Heel Squad. Happy Monday. And let's have some Blanca Palomas. Coming to you from the beautiful El Salvador. Kevin and I were down here as I hosted Miss Universe 2023 alongside two of my friends, Jeannie Mai and Olivia Culpo. And we are here because we decided to stay an extra day to be able to explore El Salvador. It's been calling my name. Hopefully soon you guys will hear my interview with Dr. Jack Cruz, who has taken up residency here. He is a brilliant doctor that Dr. Allison also studies, and Dr. Allison is my naturopath, and a lot of the things that he has prescribed we are doing, like the circadian rhythm and getting the sunlight every day and all of those things. And so this is a very healthy latitude, the healthiest latitude to live in, close to the equator. And so it's been something that we've been exploring and thinking about. And it was just so crazy that I was asked to host Miss Universe here, because I was like, oh my gosh. And then, of course, like, you know, when you buy a red car, all of a sudden you start seeing red cars. Well, now that El Salvador is at the tip of our tongue, we keep hearing people that are like, oh, I went to El Salvador for my birthday last month. This girl at Lululemon, she's like, I went for my birthday last month. And the other girl goes, oh my God, I'm going next month. And I'm like, wait, you guys are going to El Salvador? This is so strange. But when you see that the president has really come in and cleaned up this country and really made it safe, because it was not safe before. And now, as we heard even today, meeting a lot of the young tourists here from Yale and, you know, different colleges, they're like, no, TikTok made it super popular and we feel so safe. And all these women are traveling here alone to explore El Salvador and having the best time. I'm like, wait, I don't even go to the gas station alone. You guys came all the way to El Salvador alone? And they did. So it's been really cool. We drove around all day today, exhausted from the night before. My feet are swollen, and we'll tell you all about Miss Universe and that whole experience in a second. But it was so cool to see the parts of El Salvador we got to see today that are really, they're really touristy and beautiful, and everyone's so welcoming here and so nice. And you know, this country is really accelerating its growth quickly in terms of, you know, making it safe and tourism and things like that. So keep it on your to watch list for sure.
I think for tourism, I also think, but even, I don't know, if you ever wanted to get a place outside the country, this place is really skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. And because of, you know, you, Maria, we really have had first row audience to the people running, a lot of the people very important in the government. And so they just gave us a lot of information. This president has provided every student in school with a $300 computer.
No way.
Yeah. And you know, I've heard from people who've actually met with him with business deals, and he is just strictly about the people. I know from first-hand experience, just strictly about the people, not about profit. And I guess the last two presidents, I might be speaking out of turn, but one is in jail and the other one went to Nicaragua with like a few $100 million. So they've traditionally had a lot of corruption here. And before that, there was a battle between communism and capitalism. So this is the first time it's stabilized. And it was just wonderful when he walked into the other night, when he walked into
Miss Universe.
It was just standing on.
Yeah. And people have T-shirts with his name, with his face and
really
hats. Like people, I guess they were like, that never happened with other presidents. But, you know, there's they have what they call a unified government.
Mm-hmm.
And so
right now.
So it's not like where we have like Democrats and Republicans and nothing gets done because nobody will pass anything.
Right.
Here, everything was really quickly, so they're able to make change really quickly. But anyhow, came down to Miss Universe. I, if you don't know, have lived in the pageant world a little bit myself. I was Miss Massachusetts Teen USA back. I won in 95 and I went to Miss Teen USA in 1996. I had done a small pageant before that as well, and then I did Miss Massachusetts USA with you. And I came in first runner-up, and you were like, don't worry, you're going to be fine. Because my dad and my mom were like so sad I didn't win.
No, and I said, Maria, this would have been a year commitment in Massachusetts. We have other scams to pull in L.A. This is behind us. And I told you about Michael Jordan not making getting cut from one of his teams in high school. And then he had that chip on his shoulder for the rest of his career, which made him the greatest of all time. Same with Tom Brady being drafted sixth, Larry Bird being cut from his, or not benched as a freshman and treated like crap. I mean, it wasn't like that for you, but I remember saying, we got to go. So it was the best thing that
but
you
did. But
funny,
do you remember I gave up on stage?
Yes.
Was it the first night or the second? Whatever.
No,
it was
like you were just talking. I remember you just being like, "Yeah, I don't know."
At some point, yeah, I gave up. I think instinctively, I knew.
Yeah.
That there was something else for me, because even my pageant director, Lori Clementi, at the time, was like, "I feel like you just gave up." I'm like, "Yeah, I did," and I didn't understand why, because I had wanted it, and it just didn't make any sense. But then It was funny because your reaction, my parents were so sad. Your reaction was like, no, we got this. And within what, a year?
Yeah.
I was on Channel One News, we were in LA, and everything was going great. So it was funny, I was sharing with a lot of the women backstage, you know, before the show, I said, listen, no matter what happens, just know this is not the end all be all. I know you've put all your focus and attention.
So you said this to the,
contestants. I said, I know you've put all your attention on it, so right now focus equals feeling, so if you don't make it, you're going to be really upset, and I understand that, and that's totally understandable. I said, but just know I didn't even place in Miss Teen USA, and it all worked out. And by the way, then the wardrobe guy was telling me all the stars, Cindy Crawford and I think Halle Berry, I don't remember, a bunch of stars that
Farrah Abram,
honey, shush,
no,
that
no,
that didn't make it, and so it all works out. And so anyhow,
how did they respond to that, Maria?
Yeah, they took it in,
because I remember when you did that at Teen one year when you were hosting Teen or working on Teen,
they weren't happy.
They were just like, I'm gonna, it literally, the 15 or 20 girls you're talking about, like, wait, yeah, well, I'm gonna win.
Yeah, and I'm like, but wait,
only one yeah. You know, and they didn't want to hear it at that time and at that age, so I think that was really cool. Take us through chronologically, because obviously I was in the audience, and that's the first time for me, because normally I will sit backstage to watch the monitor, to watch Maria on the monitor, because I want to see what the country and the world is seeing of you. Mm-hmm. But this time I was like, oh, what the hell? I'll go out and be with the people. And it ended up being so fun.
I'm glad you had fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember from your days. Yeah, I remember sitting with Bob, Mr. Backlund. He and I went to your Miss Teen.
Wait, hold on.
We went to Miss Mass. Yeah, me and Mr. Bagley.
Oh, no, I remember, because I remember his bow tie and his perfect posture. It's the only thing I could see.
And I remember,
when you're on stage, guys, you can't see the audience. Maybe you can see the front row, maybe second row. It's like a blur. But Mr. Backlund, he's a wrestler, very famous wrestler, was in the back of the arena with his bow tie and his gray suit and his perfect posture. And I was like, oh my God, he's hilarious.
And but I remember him just leaning over to me. This is so stressful, Kevin, because he just was so rooting for you.
No,
just so sweet.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Well, we, we had some rehearsals leading up to the show. Jeannie Mai, who my family competed against her family in Family Feud. I think that was our first kind of real interaction and stuff together, and maybe even first meeting. I might have interviewed her before, but guys, FYI, we won, but whatever.
And her brother Dennis, who I competed with.
Oh, it was you guys that went against
him. Yeah, and he just was such a, it was so good to see him. He was the Kevin. Yeah. He was taking care of her 2-year-old and doing everything behind the scenes for her, and it was just nice, really nice to see.
Yeah,
someone else be like me.
And then Olivia Culpo, who's a former Miss Universe and a good friend of mine, we all hosted together, and it was so fun because they're both such girls. You know, like Olivia and I, she's texting me, she's like, okay, this is what I'm going to wear to rehearsal.
Well, is you and Olivia good friends?
Yeah, and it was just like nice, like everybody, we just gelled so well, and everybody looked out for each other.
Yeah.
We were helping each other, and
such new school.
It was just such good new school.
And so different. You were always trying to be like that, yep. Maria, but the old guard was just so competitive.
So competitive and so not kind and generous in those ways.
Yeah, and not collaborative and just, oh, I have
insecure.
To...
Insecure.
Yeah.
There
and,
was no insecurity.
And by the way, not just over you, and I get it with you, everyone would always say, or your mother would always say, well, Kevin, come on. It's Maria. So I get where you would make them. You don't even have to look at the teleprompter, Maria. Your memory is amazing. Then obviously your charisma, your looks, forget it. I mean, it's intimidating. But But they were like, the places we went to, they were like that with everybody. And it just, you were never like that. And it was just so nice to see, you know, you
confident
guys.
Confident women.
Yeah.
Who were
and
just
then
awesome.
Making each making suggestions about wardrobe. And I'm going, hey. And then Olivia was saying, hey, photographers are there this rehearsal day. So this is the day you want to, you know.
Dress up. Yeah. Like she could have left me hanging. Like other people have done. Other people would have totally been like, oh, yeah, wear your sweats. And then you show up and you look like the idiot.
Yeah.
And everyone else is all dressed up. It happens all the time. So it was really fun. So we had our dresses picked out and we were like, okay, when is the longest break to do our change? So we figured out like a halfway point in the show. Guys, we had 4 minutes to go change. So we had to run across stage in our heels, which my dress was so heavy. That sequence dress was so heavy. So, and I didn't have a lot of leg room to walk. So I could only take little short strides. And I had to stop drinking water early in the day because you can't pee in a 3-hour show. There's no pee break time. So I had a bucket in the upstairs dressing room ready to go in case I had to do an emergency pit stop. But my legs were cramping from the dehydration. I almost like collapsed on stage at one point running to go to that change because my left calf coiled up so tightly. But we made our changes and the show was great. The energy in the arena was amazing. And it was just so much fun and just seeing people just so excited about their countries. You know, it's a lot of people have a lot of bad things to say about pageants. Oh, that's my alarm. Excuse me, friends.
You know, Mia, can we take a break?
Let's do it.
All right, take a break. When we come back, because I was talking to, there was some, Olivia's manager and Jeannie's people were backstage, and so they were asking me the opinion of pageants. I said, as I saw the girls, I said, you know, I think I see this a little differently now that I have a daughter. And I think they took it the wrong way. That was being negative about the pageants. And I was talking to them about it. So we should definitely talk about the take on the pageants and more inside information about, and I can tell you what it was like to be out in the audience too.
I would love to hear how it was to be in the audience, honey.
I don't think.
And it was his birthday, guys.
Yeah, it was my birthday.
Kevin was serving up lattes. We'll tell you all about it.
Yeah. We'll talk to you shortly.
We'll be right back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Fine Hair and Conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's TheWay.com, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD. Your hair deserves it.
Honey, your musical choices never cease to amaze me.
This is the great Paul Simon from Simon and Garfunkel when he went single on his own.
Guys,
got a little
let
Latino
us know
flair.
What you think of Kevin's musical choices here on our Monday mornings.
I'm the Heel Squad music director. Come on.
Oh, man. Friends, we are back. And this Paul Simon video that goes along with this is hilarious. So old.
I think that's Mickey Mantle. It's so old, but you know what, though? I think it's not even from when the song was released. I think he
did it later.
Later, yeah. That's Mickey Mantle.
Really?
Yeah. See?
Why saying Julio when he has Mickey Mantle in there?
Well, he's just, it's about life in the schoolyard. Be in the neighborhood. Now look at this, there's John Madden, who you've met.
Yeah.
Remember?
We are back, friends. Back here on Heel Squad from El Salvador. By the way, we got a nice shout out for the Heel Squad podcast on Miss Universe.
Yes.
That was pretty fun.
Host of Heel Squad, of course, you know me. I've said Emmy winning host, Heel Squad, but I didn't want to make waves.
Yeah. You can only do so much. Yeah. Where do we leave off?
Well, we're talking about my birthday spent making
coffees.
Well, I don't know if people realize this, but it is an Undergaro tradition that on your birthday, you're not supposed to receive. You're supposed to give.
Mm-hmm.
So in my case, it's give more.
You would have given anyway. That's the funny part.
But yes, I would have.
We realized we didn't have our little Nespresso machine, so we went and got a little travel one to bring with us. Because here's the reality, guys. When you are a female talent in this business.
Oh, boy.
It is not easy to ask for things that you need. Because if you ask maybe too much, you could be looked at in a certain way. So I have grown to be very self-reliant.
Right.
And I don't want to have to ask for anything. And it is very different if you're a guy. And trust me,
so
we have watched this.
What was so interesting is all three of you knew that.
Yeah, we
did. So different things came up. And I remember saying there were certain things you weren't needed for. The three of you were just standing up and sitting down and standing up and sitting down. I was like, do you want me to? I went to you three and said, listen, the standards could do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing this all day. You hadn't slept. You went 24 hours straight because you flew in on the red eye, and so did Jeannie. And but the conclusion was, no, we'll just work the 2 hours. And then it was like, because if we say anything, it's easily just up talent making trouble, and then it just spirals out from there.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. But I think of the hosts I know would have been like, I'm out of here.
Oh my God, the hosts you know could order prostitutes and they'd get them for them.
Probably.
Like literally, it's like, yeah, it's guys different. Can do whatever they want. So not only do you have to be self-reliant, but you have to work to make fans. You have to work hard to be loved enough.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's a lot. So we come with lots of gifts. I mean, you remember one of my jobs that was really horrendous and evil. All we did was cook and try and try to make it nice, try to be like over like the top, like, guys, this doesn't have to be like
this. Doesn't have to be like this. Well, but, on a lighter note, I mean, can I just take a
look? So that's where it comes from, just so you guys know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, but also, listen, I told you the one thing I want, if I have one thing I want to give Athena, I want her to be self-reliant. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't matter. I still... I came with nuts. I came with batteries. I came with...
Oh, my God. I had everything.
And it was so funny because the other managers and agents, their batteries all died. And they said, do you have a battery? And yeah. And like, oh, my God, we knew.
I know. Guys, we roll in. Everybody's in their SUV, right? So Jeannie, Olivia, me, whatever. Zuri Hall was also a backstage correspondent with Katrina Gray, a former Miss Universe. Anyway, we all roll in for rehearsals day one, and I've got a huge, I don't know if you guys know about the Hulken bags. They're really great. They're these big bags on wheels with huge straps. It's open. You can buy a cover for it, but a lot of people can use them at the grocery store. I use them on sets because suitcases, you have to open. With this, you could just toss things and grab things really easily.
I think if you work in an office too, these are great.
I love this bag. Anyhow, it's called the Hulken bag, H-U-L-K-E-N. Kevin rolls in with his carry-on bag filled with an espresso machine, the hundreds of pods he bought because he knew he was going to be Mr. Popular Latte Man, and his backpack with
the Theragun.
Yep, you had the Theragun. You had all your chargers and all your phone accoutrements. Like, we rolled in like we were going to live there for a year. And everyone else rolled in with their little pocketbooks and just so elegant and like pretty. And I'm like, are we assholes? Like,
well, you also, you're, here's the thing.
Why can't we just roll in and be easy?
Well, your diabetes, it just makes it a little bit more. And then diabetes mixed with long hours of work.
And a third world country, you don't know where you're going to be able to get.
And now you gave the tip for the Hulken bag, especially around the holidays, people. Can I give the tip for the Nespresso machine?
Yeah.
It's very small, the machine. The frother is very small. And I think no matter where you go, if it's let's say you're traveling on the road for your job, and it's going to be, like a lot of times when you go to these hotels that have convention centers, the Starbucks or the coffee is jammed. And
yeah, like if you're going to a meditation event, like I brought mine to Dr. Joe Dispenza's because you're never going to be able to get your coffee because the lines are going to be too long. You're going to be stressed. Everyone's going to that one Starbucks. There's like 10,000 people.
But I also think, Maria, just not everyone's going to be able to go to a meditation event. I just think these are small, they're affordable. And I think anything that you do, if you go home for the holidays and maybe your small town doesn't have coffee or you're not going to have time, I just think having this to be able to go on the road with is such a nice feature. And it didn't take up much space in my bag to be able to do it. And when I went to...
Yeah, but Kev, people aren't going to travel with their Nespresso machine.
Oh, boo. Excuse me.
I don't have any room in my bag to bring nothing. But I will...
Queenie.
If I'm going away to a big event and I know I'm going to need my coffee and I'm going to need my...
Queenie, listen to me.
What?
People just... don't think of that as an option. First of all, if you were to check a bag, then you have room for a roll-on, so you totally would have room for it. You're forgetting, what is the number one most popular...
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Basically drug in our country.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think?
Yeah, but most hotels have a coffee maker in there.
You have a coffee maker, not
but
an espresso.
But it's not an espresso,
which
yeah.
is affordable. So now I'm telling you, it's a great gift. It doesn't take up much space, especially if you do the little one with the espresso machine just for the pods and the frother. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. We love it. It's been amazing.
And it really is a game changer.
And by the way, this is another thing again, and you've taught me this, is we're also cheap with ourselves sometimes and we get so mad that our company won't buy something, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Get yourself the shit you need to be happy in that place. Because if your lamp is awful and they won't buy you a lamp for your desk or they won't buy you what you need to be able to do your job right, don't just keep complaining.
Just get it.
Just get it and be happy and comfortable. Same thing with the coffee machine. If they've got a shit coffee machine in there and you can spend a small amount of money to have your latte machine that you want, your little, how much was the Nespresso machine?
Under 200.
The little guy?
Mm-hmm.
Was that much?
Yeah. Well, it's the new one. By the way, I'm telling you, you can get them even used on like Facebook Marketplace because I bought one for the for my office. Facebook Marketplace was great. The frother itself. But again, I look at it as an investment. Because now I take it everywhere I need to go.
Yeah, and you can lock up your pods and just use them for you if you don't want to, like, you're not going to be buying pods for everybody you work for, but.
No, I put the pods in a Ziploc bag, and then I put them in my bag. But, you know, I'm just going to say, yes, you're not going to maybe make coffees for everyone you work for, but I'm saying if you want to be popular and you want to get the likes, which I, on Regular Guy Friday, just shameless plug for our Friday show, you know, Kelsey and I, and Natasha, maybe not Natasha, she's in first class, but us at Spirit Airlines middle seats, we want to be popular and we want to get likes. So
Ted, if you don't know what he's talking about, it's a running joke they have on their show.
But I will say, no, but honestly, like, it is also, I don't know, these things are good icebreakers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got to know so many people by making the coffee. What was I going to do, just sit there and watch TV or play on my computer? It was nice to stay active, but then people were coming up to me saying, hey, so I met all the people from Roku because they wanted a coffee.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have met them.
True.
So I don't know, those like little things like that, they just make a difference. Just a little, I think, you know, especially where the holidays are almost over, sadly.
Mm-hmm. Honey, stop. Holidays are not over.
Almost
over.
By the way,
it's
but
so
a nice
cool.
little present.
They
present.
Have their version, like a really interesting artistic light up Christmas tree outside.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like a traditional Christmas tree. It's really pretty. I'm going to take a picture of it for everybody to see. But so John Legend also performed at Miss Universe.
Wait, did you get to talk to him?
I did, yeah.
What did you talk about?
I was just talking because he's got 4 kids now. I was like, oh, you guys just had babies too. I just had mine. He's like, I know, I saw, congrats. And
he's so sweet.
He's so sweet.
So
I love
pure.
Him. And Hassan, his manager, and I have been friends for years. I love him. So we chit-chatted a little bit quickly on set. And yeah, the show went off without a hitch. I mean, actually, you know, we did lose prompter a couple times, thankfully. I don't panic, and I've done this long enough. So, and Olivia lost prompter. She rolled. Like, we just kept rolling with the punches, and we had so much fun doing it. And
and
everybody was impacting each other in different ways, which was really cool.
And can I tell you what I noticed?
What?
The two differences I noticed in this day and age. I just felt it was so appropriate for women to be hosting this.
Yeah.
And I couldn't say why. But I'm like, you know, I think of all the male cheese ball hosts that they've had in the past. And by the way, I'm talking way past 50s and 60s. Bob Barker, who I love.
He wasn't a cheese ball. Bob Barker was a legend.
Okay, but in a different time, Maria.
There was one cheese ball that hosted.
I'm sure if we looked at the lot. Here's the thing. In that time, it was okay if you had the male. It was, and by the way, Burt Parks was the guy that did Miss America forever. Like, that was what he was famous for. And in that time, it seemed appropriate. But something about you three women doing this felt right. And you know what Olivia said to me?
What?
She said, yeah, because it almost looks a little weird with the women coming out in swimsuits today and a guy host, like, ogling over them. Or, you know, he's like, it's safer, and it felt, and I said, yes, that might be it, but it just felt so right. And then the other thing that I noticed, and I hope I'm not skipping ahead of things, I also noticed at the very end, having been around enough of these pageants, Maria, I've seen through you, I see the ones where the one person wins, and, you know, the women go up and congratulate them, it's a big deal, but Miss Nicaragua, I think,
they loved her.
They loved
you
her.
Could tell.
Plus, much greater today's generation. I will say, for as much as I knock them, much greater
champions
of one another. So much more collaborative. Not that cutthroat world that you came into. And when this girl won, did you see?
Mm-hmm.
They ran to her. Ran,
yeah.
Maria.
Yeah, yeah. No, there I saw tears in people's
they
eyes.
They were jumping up and down like the 2000. Two Red Sox, or 2001 Red Sox, all at home plate. I never saw anything like that.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was so cool.
Yeah, it was really, really nice to see as well.
Yeah.
So.
It was very inspiring.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun. I don't think I hosted something like that in a minute? Like New Year's Eve, I was doing for a while. That was fun, like that live.
Yes, and you got to work with Steve Harvey, who's great.
Yeah,
you
know, I love Steve.
It makes a difference.
But I haven't done like live like that, other than Live with Kelly, but like a live big show in a minute.
Yeah.
And Olivia and I shared a glam squad, and they were amazing, and they did such a great job. And my friend Celia, so years ago, I discovered Celia Kritharioti. She's a Greek designer, and she's an incredible Greek gown designer. She did my wedding dress. She's done all my looks for many years now, Oscars. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just start wearing her and promoting hers at all of these big events that I'm doing. But there was this two-piece dress. I don't know if you guys saw me wear it yet, but I was so nervous at first to do it because it was so extra, but I'm like, when am I ever going to get to wear something like this? And when am I going to be this age again to be able to find, like, pull it off? So, so I did, and it felt great. And so I did two looks by her. My feet were killing all of us. And literally at the same point in the show, we're like, oh my God, our feet, we're gonna die at the same exact time. And Jeannie's like, I'm on it. So she's motioning for wardrobe to bring us these like foot cushions. We all put them on while we were announcing the names backstage on stools. We're all putting them on. I'm helping Jeannie get her shoe on really fast because she couldn't get it on. And actually, before we started, Olivia's bracelet breaks and I'm MacGyvering it with a paperclip and trying to, you know, put it back together. It was hilarious. We had a few of those little wardrobe malfunctions. It was just, I felt great. It was fun. I love live TV. I really love live TV. It's so much fun. And it's really fun when you get to host with great people. I love working with people.
Yeah, you always, you were never the have to be alone, name a, you know, big name in the lights, just was never you. You always just wanted people to play with. And then, sadly, you would work with people they wanted the exact opposite.
I know, but so many great ones. Michael Strahan,
amazing.
Kelly Ripa.
Amazing.
Kelly's husband, Mark, amazing. Ryan's been amazing as we hosted on Live with Kelly. Like, there have been so many great people.
Yeah, Steve was amazing. You're right.
So
yeah,
they cover for the bad.
I have a human nature. I think it is human nature. Is, you know, we tend to, if there's
focus
like
on the
ten,
bad.
Yeah, there's like 10 amazing.
No, I know. We all do it. I do it too.
Know? It was funny because Zuri and I were talking about it back, you know, the old days of those. And yeah, she was like, yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was nice for her to come in and see that this kind of new world.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad was great. I got to bond with
him. Her dad was so cute.
So sweet. We were having a lot of fun hanging out backstage. And I sat next to him.
Yeah, I saw you guys. So it was so fun. You know, my mom, whenever I would do these things, my mom and dad would either be there or they would watch. And my favorite thing always was to get her feedback. And I mean, it was the same all the time. Amazing, Maria. Really, yeah. Mom? Oh, amazing. And so, or, you know, she would give me the thumbs up from wherever she was sitting, or, you know, just let me know like I was doing great. And you've always done that too, where I can look at you and be like, okay, do I look all right? Is everything sounding good? Like I'm looking at you and you're like, you give me the you're crushing it look or the thumbs up. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. Because like you just sometimes you just want to know, like, is everything feeling good, you know?
The thing is, Maria, for you, it's so effortless. It's I'd always bring it to sports. So sorry if the Monday audience doesn't get it. But when Shaquille O'Neal was in his prime, he was just a man with children. He was so good. He just, that's why he'd be out there dancing and doing like Shaq Fu, Kung Fu moves. Just goof, because he just barely had a try. He was just so big and so strong and that's how you are with hosting. So I don't have to be, I'm never watching critically. Yes, the wardrobe, that's the thing, but we've already discussed hair. Like, I have a say in all that stuff.
Yeah, Kevin came in, he's like, nope, ponytail higher.
You, kids. But what I love, the hair and makeup team were always, you know, very open. Sometimes back in the day, they would get annoyed.
Yeah.
At it.
Oh, they killed it. They were so great.
So good. So good. And, I don't know. Oh, and Carson.
Carson Kressley.
Yeah, see, I talked to him at length.
Did you?
Yeah, because I love him. They give him a big hug and a kiss.
I love Carson.
And he's so hilarious. And I was hoping they went to you for a question. And they didn't because, you know, it's random.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
that's
like, oh, my
right.
God, I know I had so many funny answers prepared. he was going to, comedically make it about him. If it
that's
came
the
to
best.
Him, he was going to be like.
Well, I think I said hi to him. Maybe I did it in rehearsals when they named everybody. And I was like, hey, Carson. But I don't know if it was just in rehearsals because I just love him.
He's special, special guy. So funny, so sweet. It was really fun to see him. I didn't get to see John or Chrissy, but it was nice
Chrissy
to see
was in the audience Chrissy watching. But yeah, it was a really
Did you say hi to Chrissy? Were you able to talk to
her? From the audience. I didn't get to see her in person, but we had a great time. And El Salvador has been really cool to explore. You know, we didn't bring Athena with us because, you know, it's so hard when you're working and you don't want your attention to be
also
divided. I don't want her out of her environment while she's not feeling well.
She had a little bit of a cough. And so enough.
I'll tell you guys, I FaceTimed with her and she knows me on FaceTime and she just lit up like a Christmas tree. I'm like, Mommy loves you, Saga Popoli. I love you in Greek. And she just gets so happy. And she totally knows it's me. And it was like so fun. Oh, I miss her so much.
Every day that goes by for me, I was telling her I love her more and more and more.
It gets more explosive.
And seeing Jeannie Mae's 2-year-old. And how she was. Jeannie's like, hope you're ready for this. I'm like, I'm so ready for it.
Yeah.
You know, where the 2-year-old's funny and clingy.
Yeah.
And
I brought her up on stage with us. And I was like, okay, come host with me, Coco.
Beautiful baby, too.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice. This was such a wonderful experience. And, I mean, I know maybe tomorrow's show we can talk a little bit more about the country. But I'm super impressed. And I think there's nothing but more good things to come. And what about the live audience energy? These countries showed up.
It's like a football game. Like when you're at, you know, the Super Bowl and everyone's screaming for their teams. That's what it was like there. It was wild. But But yeah, it's been really,
and I think
really
the
fun.
Right, I mean, listen, I don't know who watched Miss Universe, but I think the right person won. I think Nicaragua really,
yeah, no, she was
surprised everybody.
Very graceful and beautiful.
Light. And yeah. And I was with Dan Huber from the Blue Light, you know, glass company.
Mm-hmm.
And he had said, you know, she's just regal.
Yeah.
It's a great term. Yeah. Look out her poise. You know.
She really was.
But
I
also
mean, there
still
were
natural.
So many amazing women, but it's,
Thailand
and it's
was
so
great.
Hard. Yeah.
Australia was great. There was.
Australia's body was off the charts. Just incredible. Yeah, they were in Germany, looked like a little Claudia Schiffer. Like, it was just, they were all so great.
I mean, it's almost a little unfair because you didn't get, you don't really have enough time to get to know because they mm-hmm. were just so many incredible women up
That's
there.
That's why it's a competition.
Yeah, that's true.
Tough.
That's true.
Anyhow, friends, that's going to wrap it up here for us tonight or today. Thank you for being with us as always. Good morning, class. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
Thank you. As you know, your regular teacher, Sister Rosetta Stone, is on a small vacation. However, she does send her love and these finger paintings and thus clocks she's
is?
Making.
No.
I am your substitute teacher, Sister Mary Elephant.
Cheech and Chong.
Oh my God.
We did the game show.
You're so funny.
Thank you.
This is Sister Mary Young Elephant, man. Their sketch.
Now give me that knife.
Give me that knife.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are.
Honey.
Thank you.
Well, you know why I'm playing this?
Why?
Because next year they announced this universe is going to take place in Mexico.
Oh my God, you're right.
2 months has been to write an essay entitled How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Who would like to read theirs before the class? Class.
Class. Oh, it's so 1970s.
Honey, this is obnoxious.
70s dirtbags in school.
Why does she keep yelling? Is this just on replay?
No, no, no. You're not listening. Sister Mary Elephant. Listen. This is Chong, Tommy Chong. Want to hear his essay?
Yes.
All right, listen.
The first day on my vacation.
This is the original stoner comedy, Maria.
First day of my vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The second day of my summer vacation, I woke up.
Let me your what? Blunt?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Honey, you're...
I gotta go to the can, man.
The third day of my summer vacation, I woke up.
That's fine.
Then I went down.
Honey, what are we listening to?
Yeah.
Young man.
Thank you.
Now, class, I have birds. A surprise for you. I'm going to read you some poems out of this lovely book of poetry. The sun kisses the morning skies. The birds kiss the butterflies. The dew kisses the morning grass. Class.
Girl fell asleep on her.
I'm gonna fall asleep. And not allowed because of her voice.
We gotta go to the can, man.
Bye, everybody.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.